looking to technology to fix Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Pollution and other problems plague areas all over the Great Lakes region, and they can make drinking or swimming dangerous. There's plenty of blame to go around for this. City water utilities, agriculture, and politicians, to name a few. Now, an unlikely industry has joined the search for solutions. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller explains how technology is taking on Lake Erie.
Hackathons are widespread throughout the world, weekend-long events aimed at solving a problem with technology and new software. Teams form, develop an idea, and present it all in a couple of days. ErieHack is doing just that, but a little differently. It's a months-long competition focused on finding solutions to Lake Erie's biggest problems, including toxic algae blooms that can contaminate drinking water. It's the first time a Great Lake has ever been hacked.
What we're interested in is how can we drive meaningful data to better manage our water systems and to create new innovations, new systems.
Brian Stubbs is executive director of the Cleveland Water Alliance, the organization hosting ErieHack. Teams are forming now and developing projects to compete this spring. The grand prize is $40,000 in cash and thousands of dollars worth of business consulting services. At a recent meetup on Cleveland's Case Western Reserve campus for folks interested in the competition, members of Team Waterseed 7 met in person for the first time. The team formed online and includes educators, businessmen, and a couple of high school students. They want to connect the community to the value of clean water. High school senior Tanya Messam is on the team.
When you look out at the lake, you feel like, oh, I guess this is just how it's going to be or whatever, and you find out that you can actually make an impact, and you can also help with this problem.
Team leader Jefferson Jones says the goal is to create a virtual reality version of Lake Erie.
It's a simulation. It's a gamified simulation, which will entertain people as well as educate them.
Other ErieHack team ideas include using robots to clean up shoreline debris and monitoring pollution with tiny sensors. Waterseed 7 member Jeff Lachina says technology can do something that environmental rules and regulations cannot.
It's immediate, it's evocative, it can grab people's attention, and at the same time, you know, you're feeding them information that they can assimilate and make part of their lives.
A new website proves that. After a Do Not Drink advisory was placed on Toledo, Ohio's water for days in 2014, several laws were passed and goals set to reduce the amount of nutrients, phosphorus and nitrogen, for example, that cause problems in Lake Erie. Now a Toledo-Lucas County Commission's website maps the sources of those nutrients in Lake Erie's western basin, which includes Toledo. Since the website was released earlier this year, Melissa Green-Hopfer, who worked on the project, says it has helped researchers, environmentalists, and the public.
You can go in and type in your address. It will actually show you what is around your area. Which tributaries do you live near? Are there any discharging industries near you?
The tool also maps water sampling locations and large farming operations. In the future, Green-Hopfer says the tool will be able to identify amounts of pollution in the basin. Back at the ErieHack meetup, Waterseed 7 leader Jefferson Jones says winning the competition is one team goal, but it's not the only one.
We really do look at it as a collaborative. We want to inspire the other teams and other individuals that we come in contact with to get involved and stay involved.
More than 30 teams are competing around Lake Erie, and 8 will head to the finals in Cleveland next month. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester. For more stories, go to greatlakestoday.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.